This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Douglas County School Board has voted unanimously to place a $66 million tax measure on the November ballot. DOUGCO teachers are currently paid $15,000 to $20,000 less than neighboring school districts. Chaparral High School student Olivia Albeda supports the measure.
At Chaparral alone, we already have lost 12 amazing teachers this year. Due to salaries and based on a quick poll, we will continue to lose more for a better paying position.
A Douglas County resident would pay $20 for every $100,000 their home is worth. That's if the bond passes. Colorado State University hopes to become a leading expert in laser science. CPR's Paolo Shalsida has more.
CSU says laser science can lead to developments in clean fusion energy, medical imaging, and more. To advance in those fields, CSU is hoping to build a $150 million facility on their Foothills campus in Fort Collins. CSU leaders aim to complete construction on the new facility in 2026. Scientists will build on research on inertial fusion energy, lasers and photonics, and high energy density physics. CSU's Board of Governors needs to give final approval on financial details. I'm Paolo Shasada, CPR News.
I-25 between Denver and Fort Collins is set to get an update. More than 200,000 vehicles travel on that stretch of highway each day. The Denver Gazette reports the U.S. Department of Transportation will give Colorado a $500 million loan to make improvements. You're listening to CPR News.